new approach to nitrogen and a mixed market Monday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today. Market analysis from Monday coming up, but first, Azotic Technologies is spotlighting a new approach to crop nutrition that works from the inside out. With the story, here's Greg Allen.
Unlike traditional nitrogen fertilizers applied to the soil, Azotic's products use naturally occurring bacteria that live within the plant cells. According to Tom Trigunno with Azotic,
what this product is a bacteria called Gluconocetobacter diazotrophicus, or GD for short, obvious. So what makes it very different than other products in the market is it actually gets directly, it's a nitrogen-fixing bacteria that allows crops like corn, wheat, and even soybeans to fix nitrogen from the atmosphere. But how it does it is a little different. So the nitrogen fixing occurs directly inside the plant's cell, providing nitrogen when and where it needs throughout that growing season.
The company's two flagship products, Envita and Insera, deliver that biology in different ways.
It fits your farm. So growers have all kinds of different options to use it. They can apply it as a foliar application. They can apply it as an in-furrow application. So it fits, again, fits your farm, whether you're putting it on at a herbicide timing, on corn or beans, or you can even do it as a foliar, as a fungicide application. It's very flexible.
Grower feedback has played a key role in shaping how Azotic supports these tools. Farmers have asked for clearer guidance on application timing and integration, leading to more tailored recommendations and expanded education efforts.
And they see it as really a protection against the unknown of loss while getting a yield bump out in the field.
As input costs remain volatile, technologies like these could offer farmers another tool to boost efficiency, right down to the cellular level. I'm Greg Allen.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchert Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour. Still cold today, but not quite as chilly as yesterday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We've got temperatures slowly easing here. Decent sunshine for your Tuesday, and we get into tomorrow and we definitely see southwest flow take full control, and that's going to give us a nice setup for Wednesday. Above normal temperatures, lots of sunshine, clouds will be increasing late. That takes us into a Thursday where we've got a frontal boundary wanting to sag southward, plenty of cold Canadian air pooling to our north. I don't think Thursday itself is exceptionally cold, but we do see a few hit and misses, scattered showers trying to develop, better rains for Thursday night south in Michigan and down into Indiana, but I don't think that we see the big part of that rain hit here. Right now, I'd say the Thursday night time frame, we can see a few hundreds to maybe half an inch, and that half an inch is going to be far south and southeastern parts of Michigan. Anyway, you get into Friday behind the front. Yep, cold air is back, and it's going to stick around through Saturday into early Sunday before temperatures moderate Sunday afternoon. That temperature moderation fuels an up-and-down week next week where any kind of warm air surge brings precipitation. I think we have at least two, maybe three rounds of moisture for the week overall. Combined moisture totals can be anywhere from 1 to 2.5 inches for the week, so good moisture coming to the entire state of Michigan through the week next week before we calm things down a little bit the following week, that first full week of April. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It's time for market analysis here on Michigan Ag Today after a mixed market Monday. That's a lot of M's. Let's hear from John Zenker now with the Farmer's Keeper. He spoke at the end of the trading session with our CJ Miller yesterday.
Well, John, on Monday morning, President Trump announced that he's suspending attacks on Iran for 5 days. That news immediately led to sell-offs for both the energy and the ag sectors. We did see soybeans rebound late in the day on Monday, but once again, the grain market's very heavily influenced by not just the actions, but the words from President Trump regarding what's going on in the Middle East.
Yes, it's been quite a day, quite a session. I sent my last morning commentary out, pushed the last button at 7 a.m., and I should have checked the markets before I hit that send button, because we went from 7 higher on corn or 6 higher to 7 lower while I was sending my comments out. So, yeah, the Truth Social post definitely turned the tide there. Fortunately, beans did come off the lows. So mixed signals, President Trump saying that he spoke with Iranian officials, even though we thought most of those were potentially killed. And then the Iranians came out afterwards and said, no, there have been no high-level talks. So I expected the market to bounce back a little bit more than it did. And yet, again, still suspending the attacks on Iranian oil facilities, energy facilities for 5 days has been the main story. And that certainly pulled crude oil futures down off their highs before that post came out. Diesel futures made an all-time high. And then right now we are 61 cents off that high. So just dramatic turnaround in the energies, just a dramatic amount of money changing hands. And we saw the same thing in the equity markets. So it's been quite the day. Some people making a lot of money, some people losing a lot of money, and not a good day for our farmers, unfortunately.
John Zenker there with the Farmer's Keeper. On Monday, May corn down 6, 459.5. Deez corn down 4.25, 486.5. May beans up 2.25, 1163.5. Novi beans up 5.5, 1146.5. May wheat off 7.5, 587.75. In livestock, April live cattle up $1.25, 235.30. April lean hogs, though, down 47 cents to 90.80. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today. Be sure to check us out, MichiganAgToday.com.